Senators plan Taiwan trip ahead of Trump's summit with Xi Jinping. For U.S. senators from both sides of the aisle are planning to visit Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea within the coming days to strengthen U.S. alliances they see as critical to challenging China's sphere of influence. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, who serves as the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, announced the trip on March 28. Senators John Curtis, Tom Tillis, and Jackie Rosen will join her on a trip to Taipei, Tokyo, and Seoul ahead of President Donald Trump's May summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing. The trip could cause friction with Chinese leadership, which opposes other countries having relations with Taiwan and sees such activities as a challenge to Beijing's claim of sovereignty over the independent island. While Taiwan is backed by the United States for its democracy, Trump's recent floating of potential arms sales to Taiwan in discussions with Xi has highlighted implications about the future of U.S. policy toward the island. This bipartisan delegation demonstrates Congress's commitment to these alliances and partnerships is unwavering and will endure well beyond any one administration, Shaheen said in a statement. The U.S. lawmakers are planning to meet with both political leaders and defense officials during their trip as a display of reassurance to America's Asian allies. Our alliance with Taiwan is one of the most strategically and morally significant partnerships America has in the Indo-Pacific, Curtis said in a statement. Taiwan's economic relationship with the United States has been a key concern for the Trump administration, as Washington relies on the island for computer chip production. Taiwan's semiconductor production drove a trade imbalance of nearly $127 billion during the first 11 months of 2025. In February, the Trump administration reached a deal with the island that removed 99% of its trade barriers with the United States. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers during a visit to Taiwan last year called for the United States to partner more closely with the self-governing island. That trip resulted in conversations that were optimistic and forward-looking, Senator Chris Coons said at the time. Coons visited Taipei last April with Senators Pete Ricketts and Ted Budd. There were also discussions about potential military action against Taiwan by China. Of course, there is the possibility that Xi Jinping would decide that this is the right time for the Chinese Communist Party to take aggressive action, Coons said. I think it's exactly the wrong thing for them to do, Coons said. I think they would find a forceful and united response. The Associated Press contributed to this report.